appears bashing Facebook is more popular than ever, but you probably still check it constantly. A few reasons you can't break your addiction are, it's the best way to stalk exes. Makes it less awkward when you run into people you haven't seen in a while because you know a little bit what they've been up to. And it helps you remember birthdays that you know you would have otherwise forgotten. So those are some of the reasons you still secretly love your Facebook.
Another new survey out there that says 3 out of 4 people instinctively lie or give an excuse when they're late rather than just owning up to their lateness. So trust no one, including yourself, I guess. I'm guilty. Survey came up with the top 10 most popular excuses people give for being late. I couldn't get a babysitter at number 10. My partner was sick. My car broke down on the way. I was snowed in. My kid was sick. My car wouldn't start. My train was late. I got lost at number 3. Number 2, my alarm didn't go off. And number 1, excuse for being late, there was really bad traffic.
Yeah, we can't use number 1 around here too often.
Not too often, no.
What's something you wish you could experience again for the very first time? No, other than that.
Yeah, we all know where you went with that one.
What's something you could experience again for the very first time? Some of the ones that we heard. Christmas morning as a child. That, hey, I really like you stage before a relationship gets serious. And the first day of work when everything was new and exciting before it just became work. So there's some things that people would like to experience again.
Movies opening this weekend. Oh, it's going to be a big, big weekend at the box office because The Hunger Games: Catching Fire is in theaters this weekend. Of course, Jennifer Lawrence back as Katniss Everdeen in the second part of The Hunger Games trilogy. Also stars Liam Hemsworth and Josh Hutcherson as Gale and Peeta, two guys in, you know, her love triangle. This one's easily going to take the top spot at the box office and probably going to break some records for, you know, most money ever above itself, the first installment. So, and Delivery Man, I feel bad for Vince Vaughn because he's opening the same weekend.
I feel bad because he fathered that many kids.
That reason too. Delivery Man. Vince Vaughn plays a former sperm donor who finds out he's fathered 533 kids. And after a bunch of them sue to find out his identity, he decides to try to get to know some of them better without revealing who he really is. Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother is his pregnant girlfriend, and Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation is his best friend. So sorry, Vince, you're going to get smoked at the box office, but that one looks pretty good too.
It does, yes. An animal shelter in Philadelphia recently took in 2 pit bull brothers. They realized then that one of the pit bull brothers was blind, but he got around okay because the brother had learned to act as a seeing eye dog. Shelter posted a photo of them sleeping with their arms wrapped around each other last week. And now, of course, they're getting calls from all over the place, people who want to adopt the 2 pit bulls. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.